Hello, my name is Terry Lee, and I am the host of today's Weber Training Teleclass. Today's presentation is entitled Infection Prevention and Control, the Argentine Experience. It is my honor to introduce our speaker today. She is licensed Carolina Giuffre, infection control nurse at the Buenos Aires British Hospital. She is recertified in infection control by ADECE, which is the Infection Control Nurses Association in Argentina. Carolina has been very active in ADECE. In addition to being a past president, she has been the director of the Hand Hygiene National Campaign. In Latin America, Carolina has worked on the campaign Goodbye Bacteremia and with the Consortium for Innovation, Quality, and Safety in Health. Carolina is now a member of the IFIC board, where she and I became colleagues. I know that you will enjoy this presentation from Carolina, so let me now say welcome to Carolina Giuffre.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for call to this presentation. I would like to thanks to Weber Training, Paul Weber, and Terry Lee today, our special host, and I would like to share with you a general information about infection prevention and control, the Argentine experience. Please go to the next slide. Our objectives for today are describe current situation of Argentina in relation to healthcare-associated infections, achieving accomplishments and future challenge. Describe different scenarios of healthcare in the country and their approach to control of hospital-acquired infections. Comment about Argentinian Infection Control Nurses Associations and its activities in a country, including the Hand Hygiene National Campaign and the Certification Committee and Teaching Committee. Show some experience in relation to the hand hygiene improvement in our country and show some results in hospital-acquired infections rates and multi-drug resistance organized management. And the last one objective for today is share with you next challenges. Let's go to the next slide. As general information, Argentina is located in South America and has an area of almost 4 million square kilometers, has 23 provinces and one autonomous capital city. Argentina's current population is over 40 million people, most of half life in the city and the province of Buenos Aires. Please go to the next slide. Argentina has more than 4,000 acute general hospitals, and the healthcare system is distributed, as you can see. The Social Security has 53%, and the public system has 37%, and the private system, where I work, has 10%. Please go to the next slide. In the 70s, Dr. Stambulian, while he was in the United States, learned first concepts about infection control. He was the chief of my actual chief, Dr. Ernesto Franz, and they were very referenced in Argentina in infection control. He initiates that program in our country and trained the very first infection control nurses. In 1994, the Argentinian Infection Control Nurses Association, ADECE, was founded. Please go to the next slide. We are speaking about the IDEAS study, and that was a multi-center, large-scale study. It was about incidents and adverse events in healthcare system in Latin America. Mexico, Peru, Colombia, Costa Rica, and Argentina were the countries that participate. Please go to the next slide. The most frequent adverse events, as you can see, reported was ventilator-associated pneumonia, followed by surgical site infections. And please go to the next slide. Nowadays, some centers of Argentina are national and regional reference in hospital-acquired infections programs. We constantly receive nurses and doctors from Argentina and abroad at our hospital in order to be trained in hospital-acquired infections and prevention and control programs. Courses in infection control are available at different universities and private programs. In recent years, some universities have been associated to important hospitals with the purpose to establish many programs in hospital-acquired infection prevention and control. University major teaching hospitals as British Hospital, German Hospital, Australian Hospital, and others are the best example of this. Please go to the next slide. About the different scenarios of health in the country, we can tell you that in the 18th, many private, public, and from community hospitals implemented programs and hospital-acquired infections committees. The first infection control nurses have graduated in June 2000. They were certified by ADESI, our Infection Control Nurses Association. Also, more and more centers incorporate infection control nurses. This scenario and their results in infection rates is extremely heterogeneous. The most developed and experienced programs are located at the big cities of the country. Most provinces are in intermediate stage of development, and few others are beginning with them. It's absolutely clear the need to implement comprehensive programs that result in the reduction of hospital-acquired infections. Please go to the next slide. ADESI was founded in 1994. Now, to this year, we have now 215 members. Now we are 344 members and more than 40 certificate nurses. ADESI is member of many national committees, as you can see in the slide, about immunizations in healthcare personnel, and we were members in crisis committee for new influenza, and now we are current members in National Infection Control Program, VIDA, and member of advisor in National Committee for Patient Safety. ADESI has a journal called Epidemiology and Infection Control, with guidelines, revisions, actualizations, and news from specialty. From the very beginning, the prestige of our society has been growing steadily. This allows us to become a reference society in our country and region. Please go to the next slide. Different committees are active in ADESI. Guidelines Committee, who works in research and prepare all the recommendations and concepts and work together with other associations for shared guidelines about infection control. Teaching and research, they prepare courses for updating and strengthening of topics to assist in the process of certification and recertification. As you can see some examples in the slide, updating in surveillance, transitions from the one system to the other systems, how to incorporate hemodialysis events, how to study the outbreaks, etc. The certification committee works since 2004 and prepares exams for certification and recertification. Usually, they work together with teaching committee. They use dynamic methodology and now assess knowledge, skills, and competencies as a specialist. Please go to the next slide. Annually, ADESI has national and international conference. Last year, we hosted the 13th IFIC International Conference together with our 13th National Congress of Epidemiology, Infection Control, and Patient Safety. Professionals from the region are usual attendants. We usually have abstract presentations and winners and a lot of conferences in programs for infection control and health care for healthcare professionals. Sorry. Please go to the next slide. In 2010, our special guest was Dr. Professor Didier Pichette. There, we were convinced about the necessity of develop national hand hygiene campaign. In this conference, please go to the next slide. 68 healthcare facilities were registered in the Clean Care, Safer Care campaign. And ADESI worked as facilitator for these works. Please go to the next slide. From this year and up to now, are more than 65 healthcare facilities registered and more than 150 in process to be registered to our campaign. Please go to the next slide. Our campaign has a web page, and initiate this campaign was our springboard for the campaign. We prepared a plan and we launched it in April 2012. Please go to the next slide. Here you can see our graphic and our plan for develop the first 2 years of our campaign. And in the next slide, you can see some conferences and workshops for prepare people and give them all the tools for do the work in their institutions. Please go to the next slide. We have performed many teaching activities all over the country. Our tools for teaching were video conferences and meetings in different provinces and cities in Argentina. Please go to the next slide. You can see one example here in Cordoba province. We prepare observers and people who was ready to teach about how implement multimodal strategies for improved hand hygiene adherence. In the next slide, you can see other example in other provinces. It was in Corrientes in other year. Please go to the next slide. The methodology that we use is based on Clean Care, Safer Care program, strategies, and their tools. This year, we have translated Safe Lips, Clean Your Hands newsletter in order to have a Spanish version of this document for all our people, because many of them can't read in English, and it was very useful for our country. Please go to the next slide. Each province has a responsibility to teach and share tools and news bulletins about how to improve hand hygiene adherence. All of people that you can see in the slide are one referent in each province for share and teach in the rest of the healthcare facilities about hand hygiene improvement. Please go to the next slide. National Hand Hygiene Campaign has a web page with information, frequent questions, tools, guidelines, how to register institutions, all the tools necessary for implement in each facility. Please go to the next slide. You can see in this slide one example about our national campaign in the web page from World Health Organization. In the next slide, about some experience in relation to hand hygiene improvement, national, collaborative, and institutional experience, we have worked on several and simultaneous path mode in the hand hygiene improvement project. The institutions that applied multimodal strategies improved their adherence hand hygiene rates. At our hospital in 2009, after influenza epidemic, we assess hand hygiene adherence with WHO methodology in the adult intensive care unit. Our basal rate was 45.5%, and after 3 months of intervention, our adherence rate improved to 67%. 1 year after that, we had 77.6%. Please go to the next slide. In 2012, ADESI and one institute of quality in Argentina, YEX, applied a grant for small grants in WHO and performed a multi-center trial with 11 intensive care units from Buenos Aires. It was a clinical trial to evaluate the effectiveness of a multimodal intervention to improve hand hygiene adherence in critical care units of Argentina. It was in private centers, in intensive care units from the Buenos Aires city. And as you can see, the result of the intervention was very, very effective in each center. The global improvement was near to 20%, and in each month that was followed, the interventions, the improvement was better. Please go to the next slide. In our hospital, our adherence rates improved to 95%. After that, we would like to prove to validate this trial in a public hospital, and please go to the next slide. We validate this model in Corrientes province in 9 public adults intensive care units. Hand hygiene adherence rates pre and post intervention were 58 and 81% respectively. As you can see, it was very significant for these centers. Please go to the next slide. At national level, first national hand hygiene adherence rate, our first surveillance, was 68.2%. After this surveillance, we implemented multimodal interventions, and now we are in process to analyze hand hygiene adherence rates post-intervention. Please go to the next slide. About some results in hospital-acquired infection rates and multi-drug resistance organized management. Some healthcare facilities have 3 integrated programs: hospital-acquired infection prevention and control, antibiotics stewardship, and multi-drug resistance organized surveillance. Our hospital is a university acute high complexity general hospital. The infection disease department has 10 doctors, 5 attending and 5 residents, and 2 certified infection control nurses. We are in the photograph. We use NHSN methodology for multi-drug resistance organized surveillance and for all our program in infection control. In our hospital, in the last decade, we have integrated these programs. Please go to the next slide. In 2010, we established control process for prevent ventilator-associated pneumonia, bacteremia-associated to central catheter, and urinary tract infections associated to urinary catheter. Please go to the next slide. After 3 years of intervention that we integrate these programs and we did the hand hygiene campaign for improvement, our rates of hospital-acquired infections were dropped. As you can see, in ventilator-associated pneumonia, our rate dropped from 10 to 2.60 for 1,000 days in factor risk days. And the most important for us is the avoided casos, as you can see in red letters for each this positive in ventilator-associated pneumonia. We avoided 33 cases. In bacteremia related to central catheter, we avoided 15 cases. And from urinary tract infections related to urinary catheter, we avoided 3 cases in 16 months. Adherence to process control and hand hygiene adherence ranges between 18 and 95%. Please go to the next slide. After 4 years, the decrease of our rights and multi-drug resistance organized hospital acquisitions has been sustained. Now we are implemented all this program in the rest of the our intensive care units. We have one neonatal intensive care unit, pediatric intensive care unit, and all of them did with process control, and we had three intensive care units more with process controls, and all of them have improved in hygiene adherence and these infections, hospital acquired infections rate are dropped. Please go to the next slide. Our next challenges are to increment teaching centers or universities for infection control professionals all over the country. This is a very big lack for us. We need to prepare professionals in infection control. Increase the number of certificated professionals. We need increased facilities with commitment for improved hygiene adherence. And we would like to help to implement models that have been validated to be effective in decreasing hospital-acquired infection rates. Influence governments to provide the necessary tools for the implementation of these programs. Please go to the next slide. Finally, achieve that each and every institution in Argentina have an active program that works efficiently. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carolina, for a wonderful presentation and for sharing the experiences that you have witnessed and been a part of there in Argentina. That was very helpful to us, and I'm sure to a lot of listeners. And you can see the slide with the coming teleclasses that are scheduled. The next one on September 18th, Health Economic Evaluation of an Infection Prevention and Control Program with Dr. Elizabeth Bryce in Vancouver Hospital. And the schedule is there for all of the folks who are wanting to listen in and participate in these important Weber training teleclasses. Thank you also to our education patron sponsors, Virox, and the World Health Organization.